All right, the first element on the sheet, as you see if you're looking at the PDF that says expressive phrasing elements, is slides. The first thing it says, vary the direction and duration. Now, anyone can do a slide. You just, you know, pick two notes. Say you're in an A minor pentatonic, right? And you pick two notes in the scale. Let's say you're in fifth fret area, like everybody's favorite place to start, and you're on the third string fifth fret. And you're gonna, and you know the next note in the scale is third string seventh fret, right? So you could just take a finger and slide to that note. You could also slide backwards. And that's a very powerful element, you know, in and of itself. I mean, if you have that same A minor backing track, you just can play all six of those notes can be played with slides. Suppose you start with first finger on the sixth string, fifth fret, the root of the A minor scale, right? And you go, and you just slide up to fret eight with your first finger, and it's cool. You could also go backwards. Suppose you play the eighth fret of the sixth string with the third finger, which you, well, or pinky, but let's use third finger for right now, and you slide back to fret five, you know. And just practice going back and forth with me. All right. Of course, I'm adding a little vibrato too, but don't mind that. You can do that if you want, but it's not necessary. But it's a very powerful tool because it sounds good, so you know, don't ignore it. Do it with me. Slide around. You don't have to do it exactly the way I'm doing it right now, but slide around on each string, and then back and forth on each string. I'm gonna go through one at a time, starting with six, then five, then four. You can do it with me, or just do your own thing while listening to mine as well. But I do expect you to play while you're listening to this. Don't listen to this in your car, okay? Here we go. Notice is that I also slide into the note. Like, I always go a half step behind whatever note I want to play, target. Let's call it the target note. Like, for example, the second string, fifth fret. Sounds like that. But I always do a very short slide, like of a half step. You can barely hear, you might call that a ghost note, but I'm really just sliding, you know. So a slide, I know the concept is simple, but it can be of any duration, very short like I just did, any direction, in other words, I came from below, I could also went from above, or any duration, which means it can be very long as well. So just listen to how it sounds for a minute. If I just slide all over the place like a good old water slide. Now we'll get into some of the nuances of different types of slides in a minute. Into all these nuances, there's a lot of expression in slides, even though the concept is simple. I mean, just as an exercise, play, do a slide of an octave. Play third string, second fret, which is A, and slide up 12 frets, which is third string, 14th fret, right? Just to hear it. And then back. You know, you could slide to any note, pick any two pentatonic notes. We're just dealing with A minor pentatonic right now. Any two notes on the same string, anywhere. I'm going to pick, for a way of example, fret 5 of string 2, and then fret 15, which is the 3rd fret after the 12th fret. Right, so it's going to sound like this. All right, so again, string 2, frets 5 to 15. All right, so... very expressive element. So we're going to move on to the next bit, but don't ignore that. You could easily pause the thing right here and practice along with that for an hour, and you'd never run out of ideas if you're doing it right, you know? But in the interest of time, I'm going to move on.